March 12. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. 1 Chronicles 28:10. David had imitated the Philistines and taken the Ark of God upon a bullock cart. He had not consulted the priests and the Levites before doing this. Instead, he had consulted the captain and officers of his army. During that incident, Uzzah touched the Ark and died immediately. Through this bitter experience, David learnt the lesson that he should not use human wisdom to do the work of God. We cannot dispense with implicit obedience to the revealed will of God. We cannot change God's word, or find a better method than God's method. Very often, like David, we are also deceived by our own wisdom. We have so much confidence in our Bible knowledge that we go forward to preach without spending sufficient time in prayer. Some preachers have about 25 well-prepared sermons with them. They can get ready with one of them at a moment's notice. As a result, they do not feel the need for prayer. They are like some Indian wives who can cleverly us the leftover rice of the previous day. Adding tamarind juice and other ingredients to it, they can prepare tasty puli haram for the morning's breakfast. Guests may think it is freshly cooked, whereas it is really the leftover food of the previous day. In the same way, these preachers may preach very eloquently and give the impression that their messages are fresh, while they are only stale old sermons, and are like chaff in the eyes of the Lord. We should not depend upon our knowledge, but look to the Lord afresh to receive His appropriate message for every occasion. That is the divine order. Likewise, we have to find the divine order for all matter of our private life, home life, and church life. In every case, unless we are freed from our own plans, we will not be able to find out God's heavenly plan for us. Later on, we see that the Lord had to bring David to the threshing floor a second time, the threshing floor of Araunah, because he very soon forgot the lesson God had taught him. We all suffer from forgetfulness. But even those who have good memories are very quick to forget the lessons which God teaches us. So God keeps on reminding us again and again. Later on, God gave to David in writing the plan for the temple, 1 Chronicles 28:11, 19, just as many years ago, he had given to Moses in writing the Ten Commandments. This plan was a shadow or type of the house of God which is eternal. Thus the plan for building the house of God became the fifth stone which God gave David. The revelation of God's plan for the church becomes the fifth stone which God wants to give to us also. The church, which is the true house of God, is to contain all the fullness of God. We must consider and fully understand and appreciate what a wonderful privilege it is to be co-workers with God and have a share in building the house of God.